This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're doing great. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Cowboys positions of need. What kind of resources would it take to upgrade these four spots? We'll go deep inside the football mind of Kavanaugh. Right now, it's El Tiempo, Cone Heffery. It's Jeffrey time.
All right. Who's ready to bet on Jason Witten's failure with me after this song? Size on Bovada. I was chilling on Bovada. Because what were we trying to gamble on last segment? Oh, I was going to try to bet on Antonio Brown going to the Raiders.
For the first overall pick, right?
Yeah, or that. But they didn't have – I couldn't find those ones on where I – did I already say where I have my money? Where I'm not illegally gambling, even if I am illegally gambling. I'm very unclear on what's legal and illegal these days. So we'll just say in theory I was on a website looking for those, but I couldn't find them. But I did find Jason Witten gambling. I found numbers for Witten.
Very nice.
Tell me where you would have gone. Jason Witten total receiving touchdowns this upcoming season. The number is 3.5.
Tough
over
number.
Under. 3.5.
Tough number, but I'd lean under.
Yeah, I'm going over.
I think he's going to have 3, so I would go under. What do you got him at? 12?
Let's go 5.
Okay.
I'll go three.
Okay.
3 to 4, and so that's why I think it's a great number.
They got nothing down there. Dak, as soon as he drops back and sees nothing, he's going to be looking at 82 a ton.
Just take off running, Dak.
I think they got it inside goal to go, top 5 in the league.
Yep.
They were just like bottom 3 in the league at executing it.
Okay, now, here's where I actually got some action, theoretically, on this website, if it's legal. I might have gambled on this. Total receiving yards next year for Jason Witten, according to the odds makers, 525 and a half yards.
Way lower.
Yeah, way lower.
You might be able to have that. I mean, hey, there's going to be some games where he's got 40 or 50 yards, but a bunch with like 8.
I homer you up on a lot of things, you know. I'm an optimistic person in sports. Jason is not touching 525 yards.
That would put him inside the top 10 for tight ends.
Now, if he does, it means that he's playing 90% of the snaps, and I don't think that's the way this is going to play out. I don't think he's playing every snap this year.
I don't either, but I think he will play about 66% to 75% of the offensive snaps.
Then he might make a decent run at 500 yards.
And I have him – it might be ruining your next bet, but I'm just going to tell you, I have him at 50 catches for 400 yards, which is 8 yards a catch.
Okay,
that's what I think he's going to end the season with, and then 3 to 4 touchdowns.
Okay, well, then you bet where I would have bet if I bet, if this website is legal, which I'm not sure on. The over-under on catches for Witten this year is 57.5. 57.5. So I went under, and then I hit the parlay box. Yeah. We're going under.
I think I'm optimistic with 50 catches, but I think he can. But still, at 57.5, I feel great because I'm trying to give him a max number, and I can't get him to 60.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking between 35 and 40 catches for between 350 to 400 yards. I'm thinking 9 or 10 yards per catch, 35 or 40. So, you know, it hurts my heart to do this, guys. It hurts my heart. But I am betting against Jason Witten this season. If, in fact, this website's legal in the United States, theoretically, possibly.
Well, you know.
Man, what a hater.
You know?
I mean, you told Beasley to eat a bag of something.
I never told
article.
Beasley that. I did not. I just said that I'm looking to replace
Witten's
him.
Finished.
No, he's not finished. I'm just trying to make some money.
I totally disagree with both of those things.
Totally. Here's Mike to pay $20 million a year to Cole Beasley, and Jason Witten's going to have 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Mike, we do need to move on to something that you brought up earlier.
Okay.
And I don't know why you brought it up. I don't remember why.
Because you said somebody runs like the wind, and for some reason that clicked in my head because I've probably seen the movie 5 times, I will say, because I have a little bit of a younger sister. I have 2 younger sisters, but one that's 3 years younger than me. My mom loved the movie Dirty Dancing, and then my wife loved the movie Dirty Dancing, so I bet I've seen it at least 1 or 2 times when she's been flipping through channels and it's on, and I think it's a solid movie.
So someone in that movie runs like the wind?
She's like the wind.
She's like the wind.
Yeah, I think Patrick Swayze sung that, didn't he?
I think so. He sung some of the songs.
Yeah.
Didn't know he had those singing chops like that.
So somehow that led into what's the best dancing movie.
Because then you guys brought up Footloose, and I'm like,
wait. Oh, yeah, I brought up the wrong movie.
Yeah, you know, he brought up Waco.
I said Waco. Oh, I brought up the wrong movie. Yeah. I got it confused. And then we had to figure out which one was better. So we do need to check in with Mike Bassick's Twitter account.
Okay,
and
let
get
me
the updated numbers on Dirty on Dancing.
Footloose was winning the last time I looked. So you can go to my Twitter feed at Mike Bassick. That's B-A-C-S-I-K.
Right now.
413 votes in with 21 hours left to go. Footloose, 56% to Dirty Dancing, 44%. By the way, in the few people that have mentioned, they're pretty much all men. And they're like, haven't seen them, don't plan on it. Both are god-awful. So I think...
You men need to embrace your
womanness. I think we need to have more women voting on this poll. Women, do you like Footloose or Dirty Dancing as a better dancing movie?
Well, men need to step up their femininity.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your womanly things. I'm the little spoon at my house. It's cool.
You can be the moon and the sun.
You know, I get held.
That's a weird brag, bro.
What?
That's a weird brag.
I mean, no, I think it's more of an admission. Okay. You know, I am the little spoon.
So you guys remember a couple years ago, or maybe it was just last year at the Super Bowl, where Eli lifted up Odell Beckham Jr. in the Dirty Dancing, like we're replaying
Odell
the Dirty
the
Dancing
chick.
Scene.
Yeah.
Maybe they have done a Footloose remake and NFL players have done it, but I feel like Dirty Dancing, their moves... It gets redone. People at wedding receptions and stuff are I'm going to lift up my wife into the Dirty Dancing move and everything. And we're going to dance down the stage like in that Dirty Dancing thing they did. Footloose is a solid movie, but I don't see people trying to repeat the Footloose move.
Okay, there are a couple of moments in Dirty Dancing that are iconic. I get that.
When they crawl to each other and then
but
they kiss each other.
It got so weird at the end with sort of possessive dadding over the daughter. And then the abortion thing comes on board and you're just like, where did this movie go?
There's an abortion thing?
Yeah, it gets dark.
Yeah.
Oh.
So in Footloose, meanwhile, they're drinking and kicking ass, and the new kid at school is trying to get beat up by a bully, but he's too tough.
True.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, Footloose, 10 times out of 10. Here we go.
I think I'd take Swayze over Bacon. Okay, that is the natural question, though. Which song do you take?
Well, I think the Footloose song is better.
Or Footloose. Obviously, Footloose is more upbeat.
Yeah, I like the Footloose song better, but I like Dirty Dancing the movie better.
I like both songs equally.
I'll pick a side, bro.
I'll go with the Dirty Dancing song then.
Have you seen both these movies?
Yes, I have.
You're embracing.
Which one do you like better?
I would go with Dirty Dancing because I like the girl. I like her weird nose.
Baby, is that her name?
Yeah,
I like Baby her. In the corner.
Who is she? Yeah. Who was she?
She's different now. Like, she changed that nose. She should have stuck with that. I love it.
Oh, she got
a new
one?
I don't think she was in anything else that was important.
No, I don't think
Babysitter's Club or something like that.
Gavin, you on this? Dirty Dancing, who's the girl?
Jennifer Grey.
Okay, all right. Isn't that the name of the girl in... Oh, no, that's... No, I was thinking of the 50 Shades of Grey, but it's about the guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the girl who had the abortion was the pretty one.
What?
Oh yeah,
but she wasn't in the movie long because didn't she like get the abortion and then she pretty much like had to leave like the summer club or whatever.
She was out of there. Yeah, really bad morals.
All right, let's bail on that part of the conversation.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Jennifer Grey was maybe her second most known thing.
Okay. Was she the love interest?
She was the older sister that kicked the principal in the face five times.
Right. Yeah. Okay, all right.
And then you have Red Dawn. She was one of the gals out there, the original, 1984.
She's actually in like three really popular movies.
All right, now, Mike, I did look to the authorities on this matter.
Okay.
And I looked up best dancing movies of all time.
I'm interested in this.
Now, I went to... Again, the authority, teenvogue.com.
Okay, that's
where
fine.
I found
it.
Teenvogue.
If they rated it, let's do it.
That was the place I saw that had a top 20 list. Now, I'm just going to give you the top...
5?
13.
13, okay.
13 and 12 are both Magic Mike movies.
Oh, boy.
So let's just go to 11.
Go figure.
Number 11.
Didn't we watch Magic Mike and like one Super Bowl is on, so we kept it on?
Yeah, I remember that story.
Was that Magic Mike? It had to be something different.
I think it was. It might have been the second Magic Mike. I can't remember. I was like, this is horrible.
My femininity only goes so far.
It was funny. I don't think they meant it to be funny, but I was laughing during it.
Saturday Night Fever is number 11.
Okay.
Travolta.
BG's.
Number 10 is called Billy Elliot from the year 2000.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Number 9, 2006, Step Up. That's more Channing Tatum for you.
Okay.
He's a, Channing Tatum.
The teens love Channing Tatum.
I don't remember that movie.
Number 8, Honey in 2003. I remember this one. This was Jessica Alba.
Okay.
And what is Jessica Alba ethnicity? Do you know off the top of your head?
Everything.
Okay.
Oh, because she has a nice butt.
Hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Just looking back on it, I didn't remember it was Jessica Alba. And when I look at her, I feel like they really tried to play up non-whiteness for her. And she always struck me as a white person. Although I don't know if Alba would be a.
I think she got some type of Spanish in her. Okay. Playboy.
Okay.
Yeah, her mother comes from a Mexican American background, and her father is Danish and French.
Okay. Well, she stopped being hot when she had kids.
Oh, really?
I can't have her anymore.
Is she Justin Timberlake's person?
No, that's the other Jessica. Jessica Biel.
Oh, okay.
Biel. Number seven is the movie Chicago from 2002.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the burlesque. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number six, and I did like this movie.
I think Lucy Liu was in that joint.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger.
Velma Kelly, Roxy Hart.
Footloose and Dirty Dancing are going to be like one and two on this list.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
There's two movies missing right now that I'm going to get upset about.
Number six.
Stomp the Yard.
Was Save the Last Dance.
Shut up, Mike.
That's a good movie. Save the Last Dance was great. Sean Patrick Thomas and what's her name? She's got a name. Julia Stiles. Oh, okay. It was a good one. It was a good one.
All right.
That was a good one.
Number five is something called Center Stage.
Yep. Keep going. Dirty Dancing and Footloose are going to be down here.
Number four is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Footloose.
The number four
beat it.
Dancing movie of all time, according to TeenVogue.com.
Okay.
Number three.
Footloose.
Footloose.
Okay, so right now, you guys are right. I have 454 votes, so people are voting while we're listening. Footloose is winning 56% to 44%.
Number two is Flashdance from 1983.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel
it? I think that one was too racy for me. My parents wouldn't let us get it.
Was it a show series where the girl was dancing with the chair and that's been redone a whole bunch? Was that...
That's Flashdance.
Is that Flashdance?
Yeah. With the chair and the water splashing all over. She's sweating.
Yeah, and she
crazy.
Has on the
leg warmers.
Ankle warmers. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And number one from 2010.
You're thinking Fame when you talk about TV show. That's Fame.
Yeah.
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Another great song.
Black Swan is number one.
Oh, this is terrible.
From 2010.
What a great scene in there, though.
What movie's missing?
Where is Grease?
Where's You Got Served? Where's Breaking?
Oh, hold on. I got you. I think You Got Served is number 20. Let me make sure. Hold on.
You Got Served is crazy, bro.
I'm looking. You Got Served, number 20.
Oh, come on.
2004.
Put some
is
respect
Dwayne
on
Wade's
that.
Is Dwayne Wade's wife in that movie, or am I crazy?
Omarion.
That's the Bring It On.
That's Bring It On.
That's Bring It On, B.
That's, brr, it's cold in here. There must be some toros in the atmosphere. That's
okay.
From that movie. And that's Jeffrey Time.
Okay.
El Tiempo con Jeffrey.
I thought Dirty Dancing would win. Footloose is better.
To the guy who saw me in the hallway and said, I really like Jeffrey Time. Let's see if that's still true after today, pal.
I think you did a heck of a show.
Thanks, man.
What about Happy Feet with the Penguins there? That was touching.
Good, too.
Didn't see that.
My son loved that one when he was young.
How much dancing has to be in the movie for it to be a dancing movie? Is Grease not a dancing movie?
I don't know. It's clearly
that's a musical.
I'd say it's a musical. I'd say it would go in the musical category.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.